As I speak with you right now, I still can hear gunfights going out. I can feel artillery shells being fired in the distance, but that's much for the ceasefire. For the people themselves, they have to go out. They have, like, to get everyday things like bread, medications, food, these kind of stuff for Ramadan. So they are trying to make their best, but I don't believe that anyone here is, like, believing or having faith or trust in the ceasefire.
We are hearing stories of people who are trapped in their houses and they're not able to go out.
Unfortunately,
I mean, can you?
Yeah, unfortunately, holy God. This is a couple of artillery shells being fired right now as I speak with you. The thing is, the downtown Khartoum, the center of Khartoum, it's a really locked up place and there's a lot of checkpoints and heavy gunfights were going out there. There were a lot of cry outs for people trapped inside. They were trapped for 48 hours without having access to food, water. And some of them, unfortunately, lost their lives and they have injured people out there. I have heard that the ceasefire itself was planned to evacuate those people from the center. But unfortunately, until this moment, I haven't heard a word that they have been evacuated or not. So probably they are still trapped over there.
And, you know, as ordinary people in downtown Khartoum, what is your source of news? We see that the TV station is having a dead air.
Yeah.
Radio stations, yeah, operating. Who is informing the Sudanese public on what is going on?
There are... in the streets, you mean?
I mean, in the capital, Khartoum. Where do you get your information from?
In the capital, Khartoum. I'm not part of the resistance committee, but I have a lot of friends in it. So they are using social media to connect between themselves and warn themselves about gunfights, where are the active hotspots so they can avoid it, where they can find medication, where are open pharmacies. They are even in connection with hospitals to find out which hospital is operating or not. Through these same connections, people are voicing out their needs. So we heard a lot of crying out and crying out for help from the downtown people in Khartoum. There are some students, people in the Al-Shaab Hospital, People's Hospital, it's in downtown Khartoum. There are students in the University of Khartoum. They've been stuck there for maybe this is the third day. And they cannot leave. And they're afraid, and they have the right to, because you told me that there's a ceasefire while I'm hearing the gunfights and artillery being shot now. So hopefully things will turn out easy for the next couple of days.
Yeah, Walid, I don't want to keep you on the streets for long, but a final question Sudanese hopeful that these two leaders will sit down and silence the guns?
I cannot claim that I know. I've asked everyone, but everyone that I've told is saying one thing only: Hemeti, game over. It doesn't look like they're gonna go to negotiations, because until this morning, everyone is calling the other side, he's the enemy and the terrorist, and there's no negotiation with enemy or terrorist. They have to surrender. This is the messages that they are both exchanging. So I don't see any kind of, like, peaceful solution that can come out of it.
So you are telling me the Sudanese people are sick and tired of Hemeti. Is that what you're saying?
Well, Hemeti's forces has a really bad reputation. And for now, yeah, like, there are people in the streets that still believe that Hemeti is going to win. But unfortunately, I saw tanks, so armored personnel carriers, ZPU anti-aircraft artillery, 105 shells, I mean, you name it. So I haven't seen Hemeti having the kind of weapons that can match these things. Plus, they are having air support. The army has the air support, and they're actually doing bomb runs within residential areas. So I don't believe Hemeti have a chance, no.